Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. My website is www.jbsba.com, and I hope you'll go there for a lot of different reasons. Not only can you do a lot of different things there, like listen to archives and read articles, and you can subscribe to my newsletter. You can do lots of different things there, but you can also find out about Jack Mitchell, who's our guest. We've got some information there on him on our site, including the archives of many of the shows, actually all of the shows he's done with us in the past. Jack is the president of Mitchell Richards, which is one of the premier clothing stores, two stores, in fact, on the planet. He's also the author of Hug Your Customers and probably, folks, without a doubt, the best CEO in a small business that I know of. Jack Mitchell, welcome back to the show.
Jim, wow! Thank you so much for that introduction. I'm really thrilled. Throw me back, of course.
I'll tell you,
sharing with you.
Well, I appreciate that, Jack. And I'll tell you something. When my folks here saw what today is on this day, things that we do that we put together, they came to me and said, "You know what? This is Jack Mitchell." And I said, "What are you talking about?" They said, "This is Leadership Success Day. This is a day that honors the CEOs of companies whose employees believe that their CEO demonstrates regularly that people are our greatest asset." And when they read that, you know, I'm a little ticked because they didn't think of me, but they thought of you, Jack.
I bet they thought of you. I bet they thought of you first, for sure.
But anyway, they wanted,
because we both believe that, don't we, with our heart and soul?
No question about it, Jack. I have a law that I've developed that my audience has heard me talk about. In fact, today I did, called Blasingame's First Law of Aggregation.
Yes.
And that is that the success of our people aggregate to our success. And so we should make sure that our people are successful first. And I know you feel that way.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the whole center of the universe, as you know, I talk about in my book, that the big secret is that everything depends on your people.
Yep.
Excuse me. Everything depends upon happy, positive associates that then produce a winning team that produces the results that you're trying to achieve. It's all about really, for all of us, to making sure we have the right people, the great people, and these great people, you know, if they're working, you know, like the Patriots did on Sunday, everything works together as a team, and you can take, I don't want to say ordinary people because no one's ordinary, but people that you can make them, or they can achieve so much if they work together, and it feels so good, doesn't it, when they feel so up.
You know, folks, I've been in Jack's operation. I've been in his business, and in the front. I came in the front door, and I went out the back door, and saw all the people on and all the different assignments all around the whole organization, from sales to alterations to accounting. And I'll tell you what, I saw a finely tuned organization of motivated people, and I mean, you got people, Jack. What is the average tenure of your employees? It's got to be like 20 something years.
Yeah, it's well over that. It's hard to, you know, make an average because, as you know, Jim, we are growing, you know, fairly rapidly, you know, double digits over the last 10 years. And when you do that, you obviously add new people. So those
right.
people are, but we very, very rarely lose anybody to anybody else. I mean, it's all about them fitting in. And once they're in for a month or two, then they really get it. I mean, we have here in Westport, where I happened to be this morning, we have Dominic Condaleo, been with us for 44 years. He's our head fitter tailor. Frank Galaggi, that you met.
I met Dominic when I was there.
Yes.
Yep.
And Frank's been with us 39 years, who was our top hugger, our top sales associate. You know, he's the franchise, you know.
Right.
But he works with everybody else. I mean, everybody watches Frank, and they take you know, I don't say lessons from him, but they watch his techniques, and then they develop their own skills and their own mindset. But it's really about our great people that, you know, I call them huggers.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just a metaphor for those wonderful associates. Everybody, you know, it's interesting. I was thinking as the Super Bowl really was, you know, so unbelievable that Belichick takes, again, he makes everybody plays. Did you notice that? I mean, everybody on his team, and everybody, you saw it, everybody on our team is on the floor at some point in time touching customers. And that's the essence of our business as people. And they get so motivated because, of course, all our people are focused on our customers. And when you focus on customers, you know, then everything happens. But as you say, from the top, from myself, from my brother Bill, from our family and our non-family top executives, they're really trying to motivate and move lead, as you say, our other great people to make the business happen and make it
successful first. Jack, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. And when we come back, Jack has been thinking a lot about the letter P lately. He wants to talk about that. And we're going to do that right after these messages. Here's Dire Straits to take us out. 22. We're back at 17-2. Little Mickey and Sylvia for you there. Jack, you remember them, don't you?
You bet.
Jack Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen, the president of Mitchell Richards. It's an outstanding organization in the Southern Connecticut area in Westport and
Greenwich,
yeah. And two outstanding organizations, the Mitchell Store and the Richards Store. And I encourage you to check it out when you get a chance. And give us your websites, Jack.
Our website for our store is mitchellsonline.com.
All right.
And my book, Jim, is hugyourcustomers.com.
All right.
That's probably the easiest to remember, hugyourcustomers.com.
And they can find out more about the book at that website, but they can also buy it wherever books are sold, can't they?
You bet, of course. Amazon or Barnes & Noble or your favorite bookstore. I always like to say that's what small businesses are all about.
Absolutely. And, folks, this book is more than just a book. It's becoming it's catching fire. It's caught fire all over the place. And Jack, I want to congratulate you not only on producing this book, but also on the success that it's had. And I'm not the least bit surprised at all.
Jim, you've helped. You know, it really is so fulfilling for me after spending a career in retailing to be able to share the book. And I'm getting emails, as you predicted, what happened from all over this great country and now everywhere in the world, saying, you know, thanks for doing it because we forgot to be nice to people. I mean, it's so simple to give everybody a hug. Obviously, it's a metaphor. We've talked about that before.
Mm-hmm. But it costs very little or virtually nothing, doesn't it? Just a little bit of attention.
Most hugs are free, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, it's really saying, you know, what a great job you're doing today, or smiling, or remembering that you like the Yankees or the Mets or the Dodgers or the Red Sox, or how about your grandson or your granddaughter?
But, you know,
those are important things.
I think customers ought to invest a little bit in this too, and I'll tell you why. I was waited on by a young man at a restaurant on Friday night, and he did just a wonderful job. He was personable. He smiled. He said thank you. He was all over the place. I mean, he engaged us. And after we got through, after we were leaving, the manager walked by, and I stopped him for a second. And the kid just happened to walk up about that time, and I said, "Sir," I said, "this is your best waiter. We eat in here all the time. This is your best waiter. He did a really good job today." And, of course, that was the kid just started smiling.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
He's a college
hug,
kid.
You know?
But
Man.
The thing, my point is this.
Sure.
We have to, as consumers, when we see things like that, we need to point that out.
Yes,
I
please
think.
Tell everybody to do that. Of course.
We need to point
that. Such a difference.
Whenever you see excellence. And to me, this is what leaders do, Jack. When they see excellence happen, whether it's their excellence of their people or other people, leaders should stop and point out excellence and congratulate excellence and encourage it. What do you think?
Oh, completely agree, 1,000%. 1,000%.
Well, the only thing is excellence doesn't start with a P, and you wanted to talk about some P words.
Well, you know,
talk to us about that.
I've been thinking, for years I've really felt, and every morning you do this, Jim, it's the power, for me, think of the P's and the letters, the power of positive words, I always used to call it. And about, 6 months ago with my team here in Connecticut, we began to just have fun with the letter P. And in my book, as you know, I have three P's, mm-hmm. you plan, you prepare, you practice, and that equals profits. But I've really taken it to a higher level. I started really having fun with P's, and I've come up with three big P's that I think are the most important. Everything to me starts with being positive. You got to be positive. Then, of course, you have to personalize everything. Everything is personalized in a relationship. And relationships are what make businesses and families and everything successful. And the last one is passion. And so when I think those are sort of higher levels than the other levels that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. But then we started having fun. So let's, you and I haven't really talked about it. But think of all the fun words that start with P. We just talked about one in the last segment, people, mm-hmm. right? Principled, perfect, proactive, patient, principled, purpose, persuasive. We are in the business for profit. Having positive programs.
Well, and the other thing.
All of a sudden, you start profiling, in a sense of getting to know people.
Mm-hmm.
Power, personality. So I urge your great listeners and your great customers and your great friends to take letters and have fun and only let them talk about positive words. Don't let them talk about a P that's a negative, has anything mm-hmm. negative. And all of a sudden, and I won't, I try to encourage every one of our associates to only use positive words. There is a word that starts to be problem. I mean, if this great president of ours, if he started, rather than saying there's a problem with Social Security, he said mm-hmm. we have an opportunity, a real challenge here to try to resolve an issue. Rather than a problem, who wants to deal on problems? I only want to look at opportunities and challenges, don't you?
I do. And there's one P that I would like to not use that a lot of times people think is a good P, but it's not, in my opinion. And I'd like to replace it with another word. And that's something, and that's a word I mentioned a minute ago. I'd like to replace the word perfection with excellence. Because you know what, Jack? You and I can do things that are excellent, but we can't do things that are perfect.
I love it, Jack.
And
yes.
I think if we try to find perfection,
very important nuance,
if we try to find perfection, we're going to be, that's really unattainable.
You're
but excellence,
frustrated all our lives, right?
Excellence can be attained.
Yes.
So that's another P I'd like to exchange for an E word.
Okay, I like that. I like that a lot.
Jack, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Jack's book is called Hug Your Customers. It's not just a book, folks. It's a movement. It's moving through the economy, and couldn't have happened to a better guy than Jack Mitchell, the president and the second generation, of which they now have at least three generations of the Mitchell's Richards franchise up in Southern Connecticut. Ten Till, stay with us. We'll be right back. Here's Dan Fogelberg to take us out.
Tell me a lie. Tell me the truth if you have to. Say what you see fit, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you. I can feel a new expression on my face.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with Jack Mitchell on this very important day. It's Leadership Success Day, and Jack Mitchell epitomizes that attitude. And, Jack, what I want you to do right now is, and by the way, before we go any further, give us your websites again, please.
HugYourCustomers.com.
That's for the book.
That's for the book. And Mitchell's Online.com.
That's where you can find out more about his products and the stores and everything.
Yeah, those link to each other, Jim, so it's
good.
Easy to do.
And, folks, I hope you'll ask for this book, Hug Your Customers, wherever you buy books, online or wherever you walk, whatever bookstore you walk into. You won't regret it, especially if you're a small business owner. Jack, what do you do at Mitchell Richards to grow leaders?
What do we do to grow leaders? We tried... One of the things I think leaders have to do, Jim, is always project the future and always be listening, learning, and growing, and always be open for new ideas. So we try to, in the family and also in all of our people that are in a leadership position, to try to have them at least once a year or twice a year go out from the stores and go into different areas. For example, one of our sons is in YPO, Young President's Organization. Mm-hmm. Another one is the president of an international menswear group. Somebody else is going back, not a family member, but a young man who's joined our team and wants to get his MBA at a local university. I have a young man that just hired as a small administrator who's just really an entry-level job, but he's going back at nights to get his degree. I want everybody to have the feeling that you can learn and listen and grow and be educated, and that the future is bright. And I think is one of the most important things.
Well, what you're talking about in very simple terms is, in order to grow leaders, you're making sure that they're getting the training and the education that they need. And the reason why that's such a great idea, Jack, is because all of that training that you're giving them is stuff that you're putting in their head, and it's portable. If they leave your employ a year from now or 10 years from now, they take it with them. That's an investment you're making in them.
Absolutely, and they see that. I know they feel that, and when they feel that, then they feel, you know, that we're enabling them to grow. You and I have talked about, again, we were back on words between empowerment and enabling. I want to enable them to give them the tools they want to grow in the direction they want to go. That's the big secret, of course, is to try to figure out one particular associate may want one thing to grow, another thing, somebody else might want something else. So you have to really dig in and listen to where they want to. They may want to learn about art. You know, let them then encourage them to take an art class, or maybe they are a sports nut and they want to learn how to play golf. So you allow them the opportunity, let them go for an hour or two on a beautiful Sunday afternoon or Friday afternoon or something. So you really are encouraged. Then they really feel that you want them as a person, not just to squeeze them like so many companies try to do.
Not just as a laborer.
Right. I mean, they're real people. That's the personalization. That's that P of personalizing everything that we do. And it takes time, but it's just a different mindset. And when that happens, and then of course it's fun for me. It's fun for the leaders at the top to see people grow, and I mean that touches people. It's a really thrilling thing to have seen. But we have a fellow, Dan Farrington, who started here at 16. You know, as we call him alteration writer. You saw some of they write the alteration slips for the tailors when somebody's being fitted. He's now does all the buying, you know, for all the menswear and reports to my son Bob. And he's right today in Milan. I mean, he's grown. And he's only that enough. I don't even know how old he is, 33, 34, something. I don't know how old he is. But it doesn't matter on age, right? We've talked about that.
Absolutely.
You can be, I mean, Churchill, I read the other day, it made me feel good because I'm a senior citizen. You know, that Churchill was 65 years old when he took over the prime ministership of Great Britain.
Right.
So it doesn't matter age.
Pluto, Cato learned Greek at the age of 85, and they asked him, why are you learning Greek at this age? He was the great Roman philosopher, Cato.
Yes.
He said, why are you learning Greek at this age? He said, it's the youngest age I have. One of the things, Jack, we got 20 seconds. In my opinion, one of the ways to grow leaders is to let them make mistakes, allow them to make their own mistakes. What do you think? 20 seconds.
Well, of course, I love that. You know, it's a whole section in my book. I love mistakes. Absolutely love mistakes. If you don't try a 3-point shot once in a while and you don't go for it and you miss, you can't possibly learn how to hit the ball when you need to do it, but make a 3-point shot. So I think, love people that want to make mistakes. Don't
I think
make
Thomas
mistake
Edison.
Twice.
I think it was Thomas Edison. At least I always attributed him with this, who said failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Love it.
Isn't that great, Jack? Thank you
for
being
here. I think Jim Blassingame said that.
Thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure.
Feel the same way. Best of your family, John.
Yeah. Jack Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen, Hug Your Customers is the book. If you don't have it, you need to get it. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and all you leaders out there. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.